place to feel alright. As the sunshine chased away the night. Come in the morning, make the daytime bright. He knows the score, he knows to get things right.
Damon Metal Mickey on the drums there.
La sua ortisei, il vecchio baby controllava che fosse tutto ok, ma ad un tratto un rumore sentì e quando urlò, oh! Questo è ciò che sentì.
Non c'è nessuno tra noi polli, non c'è nessuno qui tra noi, quindi calma e relax, le pianta lax, non c'è nessuno qui si sax, si cerca di dormire, ma tu sei qui, che balli, balli, balli a un estili così. Non c'è nessuno tra noi polli, non c'è nessuno qui tra noi.
Dai, concludi sto round, perché stai a found?
Bordello che ne basta metà, te ne può dare via col tuo fucile.
E basta, 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 basta farci dormire. E da domani le grandi pulizie, c'è da spostare le uova, c'è da pulire le stie.
Ci sono i vermi di cui andare a caccia, e la prova delle uova che è una faticaccia. Non c'è nessuno tra noi polli, non c'è nessuno qui tra noi, quindi calma relax, e pianta lax. C'è nessuno qui, si sax, si cerca di dormire, ma tu sei qui, che parli, 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 urli, silli così, i bolli.
Fatica,
non c'è nessuno tra noi polli, non c'è nessuno qui tranne noi. Dai, concludi sto round, perché sta a fa un bordello che ne basta metà. Te ne puoi andare via col tuo fucile e basta, 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 basta farci dormire.
E allora, vecchio Peppi, che cosa ci dici? Da oggi basta controlli, non c'è nessuno tranne noi bolli.
Baby, when I saw you, somehow I knew that you were the loving kind. Mm, baby, let me hold your hand. Baby, let me hold.
And the whistle that's cute, blah, is so tall. When I'm glad, I play the whittle one. That's the whittle one. When I'm sad, I play the other one. Blah, blah, blah. That's the other one. I blow the whistle that tweets. And I blow the whistle that toots. Blah, blah. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Toot, toot, toot. Blah, blah, blah. All day blah, long blah, blah. A birdie that tweets, and I know a birdie that toots. Nah, nah. The birdie that tweets sings a song. The birdie that toots nah. Sings all along. Nah. I know a doggie that tweets, and I know a doggie that toots. The doggie that tweets plays all day. The doggie that toots ones away. Still I love all of the little tweets. These are the little tweets, and I love all of the little toots. Those are the little toots. This is my favorite tweet. And this is my favorite toot. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Toot, toot, toot. All day long.
Hello, with a heart of gold, and the ways of a gentleman I've been told. The kind of a person who wouldn't harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the man that created the cigarette, I'd murder the so-and-so in the first degree. Not because I don't smoke myself, and I don't suppose they'll harm my health. I've smoked all my life, and I'm not dead yet.
Not yet, but it won't be long.
But you nicotine slaves look a little more pale each time you light up a coffin nail. Go ahead, have another cigarette. Take a puff.
Puff, puff, puff. And if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you just hate to make him wait. But you've got to have another cigarette. The other night I had a date with the cutest little girl in the 50 states. A high-bred uptown fancy graveyard pet. I gave her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, "Boris, excuse me please, I just got to have another cigarette." Dig your own grave.
Puff, puff, puff. And if you smoke yourself to death,
tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait. But you just got to have another cigarette. Igor is a chain smoker. Look where it got him.
The boogaloo woogaloo biggaloo went oink oink. The boogaloo woogaloo biggaloo went oink oink. This little piggy stayed home, but this little piggy was a rock-a-boogie piggy, and he rock-a-boogied all the way home. This little piggy had the hot roast beef. This little piggy had nothing, but then this little piggy was a rock-a-boogie piggy, and he rock-a-boogied all the way home. Oink, oink, a rock-a-boogie piggy. Oink, oink, a rock-a-boogie piggy. Oink, oink. This piggy thought Waltz was fine, but this little piggy was a rock-a-boogie piggy, and he rock-a-boogied all the time. Rock, little piggy. Oink, 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 oink
three, five, five, four, four, five. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see. Why is everybody always picking on me? That's him on his knees, I know that's him. Yelling 7, come 11, down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see. Why is everybody always picking on me? Who's always writing on the wall? Who's always scooping in the hall? Who's always heading for a fall?
Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you!
Who walks in the classroom cool and slow? Who calls the English teacher daddy-o? Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see. Why is everybody always picking on me? Is that crazy trombone?
Saxophone!
Oh, well, it's crazy all the same. Boy, I've got the message. Man, the joint is really jumping. Go, man, go. Who walks in the classroom cool and slow? Who calls the English teacher daddy-o? Charlie Brown, Charlie Brown, he's a clown. That Charlie Brown, he's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see. Why is everybody always picking on me? Here he goes again. Here, he's a nutcase.
Dum 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 dum
dum dum dum dum dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum
dum dum dum dum dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum.
Roue de Marilou, ils roue d'un amitié. Roue de Marilou, ils roue d'un amitié.
Roule l'homme qu'a tes rames, qui est de boucher qu'a tes camarades. Roule l'homme qu'a tes peaux, qu'a tes
états. Roule l'homme qu'a tes rames, qu'a tes bouchers, qu'a tes camarades. Roule l'homme qu'a tes rames, qu'a tes états.
Vous avez nos risques, vous vous respectez. D'abord la que vous lose.
L'air à l'arrière, vous avez nos risques, vous vous respectez. D'abord la que vous lose. L'air à l'arrière.
Tu vois la que t'en trente, tu vois la que t'en der. Mané avec qui
trouer. D'abord la que ouer. Tu vois la que t'en trente, tu vois la que t'en der. Mané avec qui trouer. D'abord la que ouer.
Fiche logo des noirs à body, voir à scotty fiche fiche logo des noirs
à body. Drink fiche fiche. Le godin va body vasco di fiche fiche le godin va body
drink wa wa leng wa body vasco di wa ho wa leng
wa body drink wa wa din dan va body vasco di wa wa din dan va body mon
dam ton nan vetra di bi di bi di bi dam ton nan
vetra di bi da dam nan nan vetra di bi di bi di bi dam ton nan vetra di bi da
dul bam ten nan tra di bi di bi di bi dul bam
ten nan tra di bi da dul bam ten nan tra di bi di bi dul bam ten nan tra di bi da
dam ton dau de tra di bi di bi di bi dam ton
dau de tra di bi da dam dam dau de tra di bi di bi dam dam
Dou
le bantin d'outra, dibidi, dou le bantin d'outra,
dibidi,
dou le bantin d'outra, dibidi, dou le bantin d'outra, dibidi. Vous avez nos risques,
vous respectez, oh, d'avoir la que vous lousse.
L'air à l'arrière, vous avez nos risques, vous respectez, d'avoir la que vous
lousse. L'air à l'arrière, tu
vois la que t'en trente, tu vois la que t'en nerf, manne avec qui trawa, d'avoir la que ouer. Tu vois la que
n'entente, tu vois la que n'en body was good, you are holding
my body, drink my body, down my body was good, you are holding down my body.
Okay, well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever is convenient for you. You know where you are. This is KBC. This is the Bit Slap, and of course, today we have another grab bag edition for you. A couple of notes. If you paid attention to the election last week, you know how I feel about what happened. I will only say this, a couple of things, a couple of comments, and then I'll leave it alone. America has chosen its form of government, and it's going to have to live with the consequences. Personally, I am glad I'm going to be dead in 20 years. I think that the Republicans' actions toward the president and towards the electorate and the country in general is just short of treason. One man's opinion. Another thing is that I mentioned last week that it was snowing, and I wanted to get the show out before the power went. I had 5 minutes until the power went. We were out for, only 6 hours. But just so you know, I suffered too, okay? Anyway, we have a grab bag edition. Like I said, we started with somebody called Dog Feet from 1970. That was Mr. Sunshine. My Girl Sloopy, the original version of the song that the McCoys took off and ran with. That was The Vibrations. The Blues Willies. E-Poli, new word, P-O-L-L-I, whatever. Sounded like Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens, didn't it? Hold Your Hand was Hoagie Lance. I don't know if the Beatles heard that or not. Be interesting. Mel Blanc, With or Without the Sportsman. I'm inclined to think without. And that was Tweet and Toot. Smoke, 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 that cigarette, was Bobby Boris Pickett. Found that while I was looking for Halloween stuff. Rock-a-Boogie Piggy was Junior Jordan, Barbie Gay, and Rock and Roll Baby, and Charlie Brown from Bernard Breslau from 1958. Bernard was an actor in, of course, England, and he crawled to fame in all those lovable, stupid Carry On movies that there were, you know, Carry On Nurse, Carry On Doctor, Carry On This, Carry On That, whatever. There was a million of them. There was actually 14 of them, and Bernard Breslau starred in a lot of them. I think all of them. And he had this big old lovable lunkhead, nasty, kind of ugly, ugly face that made him look like a complete moron. But he was smart enough to take it to the bank and build quite a career out of it. He was actually a very good actor, too. And then the last thing on that set, I can't tell you how to pronounce that, so I'm not even going to bother. You heard it. You can call it whatever you want. I'm done. But I liked it, so, and I hope you did, too. So, like I said, we have grab bag stuff this week just because I couldn't think of another topic. And also because I have so much stuff that I found. I went through a big research jag looking for Halloween and singles and answer songs that this is what we got. So, I've suffered from my art. Now it's your turn. Enjoy.
We just know two songs, and we always sang one of them first. So we'd like to do the other one right now. We're gonna do one here called "I Miss My Wife's Cooking Whenever I Can." Aching hearts and breaking hearts and lonely, sad, forsaken hearts have made all love songs sound the same to me. But such corny lines, my dear, won't be whispered in your ear when I croon my brand new love song tenderly. Oh, my lungs are plumb collapsing over you, and I'm a-getting me a stomach ulcer too. If you ever treat me mean, it is sure to bust my spleen, and my blood veins would be miserable too. When you smile, it fills my tonsils full of joy. Please don't use my adenoids for just a toy. I'm in love from A to Izzard, so don't trifle with my gizzard, cause I've gone and lost my liver here to you. Come in now, Jethro. We call this second part of this song, "Get Out of the Barn, Grandma. You're too old to be horsing around." I hear silent love calls when I gaze into your eyeballs. My eardrums beat for you alone, it's true. I love the way you giggle
and can make your little ears wiggle, and no one else pops bubble gum like you. Oh, my lungs are plumb collapsing over you, and I'm a-getting me a stomach ulcer too. If you ever treat me mean, it is sure to bust my spleen, and my blood veins would be miserable too. When you smile, it fills my tonsils full of joy. Please don't use my adenoid for just a toy. I'm in love from A to Izzard, so don't trifle with my gizzard, 'cause I've gone and lost my liver dear to you.
I sigh, we're not old enough. Is it because we're too young? You came along and made life a song. If that wasn't right, it must have been wrong. But why did I say that we couldn't love things that I know that we know, we know? I'm sure you're sure, they're sure, I'm sure we're old enough to fall in love.
Ya la la la, ya la 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 la, ya la 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 la.
Why did I have to sing so loud? Some people might like to hear the words. Why did I say we're not old enough? Is it because we're too young? You came along and you made life a song. If that wasn't right, it must have been wrong. Why do I say that we couldn't know things that I know that we know, we know? I'm sure you're sure, they're sure, I'm sure we're old enough. Can't fall in love. What else can we fall in?
Let's fall in love.
Giddy up, giddy up. Well, I'm a long, tall Dixon. I ride a big white horse.
He rides from Texas on a big white horse.
Yes, I'm a long tall Dixon. I ride a big white horse.
He rides from Texas on a big white horse.
Well, people look at me and say,
"Aurora, Aurora, is that your horse?"
Ride from Texas,
yeah,
on a big white horse.
Well, I'm a long tall Dixon. I wear a 10-gallon hat.
He rides from Texas with a 10-gallon hat.
Yes, I'm a long tall Dixon. I wear a 10-gallon hat.
He rides from Texas with a 10-gallon hat.
Well, people look at me and say,
"Aurora, Aurora, is that your hat?"
He rides from Texas,
yeah,
with a 10-gallon hat.
Well, I was walking down the street with my shining bag, my budging and at my feet. I seen a man coming with a gun, and I just can't be beat. Well, I'm a long tall Dixon. I enforce justice for the law.
He rides from Texas to enforce the law.
Yes, I'm a long tall Dixon. I enforce justice
for the law.
He rides from Texas to enforce the law.
Well, people look at me and say,
for the Mudville Nine that day, the score was 4-2, with but one inning left to play.
Listen, you bunch of bush leakers, this here is the ninth inning, in case you don't know it. It's the wind-up, the blow-off. Come on, now, unbutton your shirt. Now, get in there and fight. Who's up next? Cooney!
The coach was really worried when Cooney went to bat, for all he had to offer was 300 pounds of fat. Ah, but Cooney was determined. He tried to do his worst. He kept his batting average all right. And as usual, died at first.
That's a pepino, boy!
Hooray for our side! Hooray, hooray!
Ah, shut up.
Sit down,
hey,
right? Kill the ump, the bum. I'll kick the stuffings out of
him. Yeah, run that guy out of town on the rail. Battles was the next one up, and Battles made a hit. Wow, he smacked a beauty right in the pitcher's mitt.
The pepino, boy, come on,
well, there goes...
Straggling a few got up to go. But the loyal fans stood pat. They'd put up even money now were Casey at the bat. But Flynn preceded Casey. Of all the stupid guys, the bat is getting in his hair. Now the hair is getting in his back. He gagged. He let fly a single. Much to his own surprise. The next one in the lineup was no-hit Jimmy Blake. Of all the mugs in Mudville, he was the biggest fake. But he was really blazing into the wonderment of all. Blake the fake for the cover off the bar. And when the dust had lifted and they saw what had occurred, there was Jimmy safe at second and Flynn hugging her. Cozy, isn't it?
You're safe!
But mostly the ladies.
Casey's the guy who's the idol of all.
But mostly the ladies.
Casey is mighty and manly. Casey's a dangerous gent.
Egad, when he goes to bat, hang on to your hat. He's batting 1,000% with the ladies. So Casey has nerve and he knows every curve. He's no hokey pokey. He gets away with that old double play. He's your okie dokie.
He makes all the ladies go gaga, it's true. No wonder they swoon when he comes into view.
He was the Sinatra of 1902. Is he the pride of them all?
The pitcher's nerves were jagged, and his knees began to shake. One eye was watching Flynn, and the other eye watching Blake. While the frightened pitcher ground the ball into his hip, defiance gleamed in Casey's eye. A sneer curled to Casey's lip. And now the leather-covered sphere came hurtling through the air, and Casey stood a-watching it in haughty grandeur there. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped. "That ain't my style," said Casey.
"Strike one!"
the umpire said. From the benches black with people, there went up a mighty roar, like the beating of the ocean on a stern and distant shore.
"Kill him! Kill him, umpire!"
yelled a cutie from the stand.
And it's likely they'd have killed him had not Casey raised his hand. With a smile of Christian charity, great Casey's visage shone. He stilled the rising tumult and bade the game go on. He signaled to the pitcher, and once more the spheroid flew. But Casey still ignored it, and the umpire said, quote,
"Strike two,"
unquote. Crowd cried the maddened thousands, and the echo answered, "Fraud!" But one scornful look from Casey, and the audience was awed. They saw his face so stern and cold, they saw his muscles strain, and they knew that Casey would not let that ball go by again. Sneer is gone from Casey's lip. His teeth are clenched in hate. He pounds with cruel violence his bat upon the plate. And now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow. No joy in Mudville. Mighty Casey has struck out. The game is over.
Yeah. was April 27th in the year of 91. About a mile below the surface and the warm Kentucky sun. The late shift was ending and the early shift was late. And the foreman ate his dinner from a dirty tin plate.
Put on the tracks, put in the mine.
Brothers and sisters, what a terrible
job.
Till 97 went in the wrong hole. Now in my number 60, there's blood on the coal.
Blood on the coal.
Blood on the coal. The slag pits were steaming, it was 7:25. Every miner worked the coal face, every one of them alive. Train came round the corner, you could hear that trestle groan. But the switcher wasn't listening, so he left the switch alone.
Blood on the tracks, blood in the mine.
Brothers and sisters, what a terrible
time.
Old 97 went in the wrong hole. Now in my number 60, there's blood on the coal.
Blood on the coal.
Began to tremble, the men began to yell. You could hear that lonesome whistle like an echo out of a well. They dropped their picks and shovels as to safety they did run, for to stay amongst the living in the year of 91.
Blood on the tracks, blood in the mine.
Brothers and sisters, what a terrible
time.
Till 97 went in the wrong hole. Now in my number 60, there's blood on the coal.
Blood on the coal.
Blood on the coal. Now an Irishman named Murphy said, I have stopped that iron horse. As he stood athwart its passage, and it crushed him dead, of course. And I hope he hears the irony whenever this tale is told, that the train that took his life was burning good Kentucky coal.
Hey! Blood on the tracks, blood in the mine.
Brothers and sisters, what a terrible
time. Terrible time.
97 got in the wrong hole. Now in my number 60, there's blood on the coal.
Blood on.
Well, on the goal.
Sounds beautiful.
man, you gotta try this chocolate. It's from Europe or something. There's a little bit of mud in it. Oh man, have you tried this lemonade? It's slightly salted. There's a little drop of blood in it. Oh man, you gotta try this restaurant where the theme is that you bring your own food in. Oh man, have you tried this giant cake? It's the size of a human, and when you're done, you'll find the dude inside. You're missing out, man. Don't you know how to live? We got a culture and some stuff with so many gifts to give. There's a whole big world out there. Don't knock until you try that, bro. No, seriously, all of it.
You might like it if you try.
Like the hair plucked clean from your face. Where Matthew McConaughey and himself get married. Hey dude, did you see that film where Taylor Swift kills like 85 Nazis? Hey dude, you gotta see the documentary about the paparazzi that follows the paparazzi. Whoa, sorry there dude, you said you'd like movies. Why don't you just try instead of getting all moody? There's a great big world out there. Don't knock until you try to, bro. No, all of the its.
You might like it if you try.
Like this ham and ham. Who is named Duck Soup, chilling on that stoop, singing about great poops in the venue they plays, only open Thursdays, and it's called Honey Glaze, and the food there's okay. Hey bro, you gotta try that game. It's on TurboGrafx-18. It's about a dead fish. It's really good. It got like 5.3 in IGN, I think. Or maybe 3.5.
You might like it if you try.
Like some rain on 4th of July.
Did you ever in your life see the devil kiss his wife? No, I never in my life saw the devil kiss his wife. Did you ever, ever, over in your leaf life, love, see the devil, devil, devil kiss his weef, wife, wolf? I never, never, over in my leaf life, love, saw the devil, devil, devil kiss his weef, wife, wolf.
Did you ever see a deer with a dimple on his ear? No, I never saw a deer with a dimple on his ear. Did you ever, ever, over see a deer, dire, door with a dimple, dimple, dimple on his ear? Or, I never, never, over saw a deer, dire, door with a dimple, dimple, dimple on his ear? Or.
Did you ever make a wish you could paddle like a fish? No, I never made a wish I could paddle like a fish. Did you ever, ever, over make a wish, wish, wish you could beetle, paddle, paddle like a fish, fish, fish? I never, never, never made a wish, wish, wish I could beetle, paddle, paddle like a fish, fish, fish.
Did you ever see a mouse chase a kitten in the house? No, I never saw a mouse chase a kitten in the house. Did you ever, ever, over see a meese, mice, mouse chase a kitten, kitten, coatin' in the heese, ice, hose? I never, never, over saw a meese, mice, mouse chase a kitten, kitten, coatin' in the heese, ice, hose.
Does the farmer in the dell know that daisies never tell? Yes, the farmer in the dell knows that daisies never tell. Does the femur, fima, fomer in the deal, dial, doll know that daisies, daisies, dosies never deal, tile, toll? The femur, fima, fomer in the deal, dial, doll knows that daisies, daisies, dosies never deal, tile, toll?
E-I-O, E-I-O.
Did you ever see the plum on Jack Horner's little thumb? No, I never seen the plum on Jack Horner's little thumb. Did you ever over see the bleem blind blom on Jackina Heiner Horner's little team time tome? I never over saw the bleem blind blom on Jackina Heiner Horner's little team time tome.
Remember Hostess's bankruptcy when I got on my knees and couldn't find my knees because I was so fat? Huh? The hedge fund traders bought them. Then the days got worse and worse, and now you see they've totally closed down the plants. And they've taken the Twinkies away. Ha ha, they've taken the Twinkies away. Ho ho, yes, the Ho-Hos too, and the Wonder Bread, which was soft like Pampers. You'd roll them into balls, bounce them off ceilings, and bounce them off walls. It had no real dough, it was just Play-Doh, but they've taken the fake baked goods away. Ha ha! You knew that I was sick, and so you laughed. You laughed and said, a Twinkie looks like a Muppet's dick. Right? And you said the cream filling I ate was artificially inseminated chemical meth, and you said it would cause cancer and also my death, but I ate it anyhow, and I'm hooked, and now I'm mad! Oh! They've taken the Twinkies away, it's true, and even those brick Susie Q's, ha ha ho ho, hoo hoo, two slabs of artificial mud, and a trowel for that center of white concrete crud, 400 calories, and I'd eat two, even though Susie Q's look like doggy do. I'd swallow them anyway, wouldn't you? I kept my peace with each price increase, and you pay me back, you punks, by hooking me to your chemical junk. Huh? Well, you just wait. You've done me wrong. You're gonna get yours. It won't be long. You cut me off, and I'll cut off your ding-dong! Ha! They've taken the Twinkies away. Ha-ha! They're selling like mad on eBay! Ho-ho! Hee-hee! Ha-ha! But I'll be happy when little Debbie puts factory workers in clean white coats making zingers and donuts and pudding pies and chocodiles and fruit pies, too. And I'll have my sugar high from glucose glue and big fat thighs, and I'll look like a giant snowball. It's true! I don't care! I want them back again! Junk food! March on Washington!
In case you're wondering, yeah, it's a musical saw, which turns out looks a lot like a regular saw. I saw one once, except it has a wire coming out of it. That's the weird thing. Anyway, it's a guy named Jim Turner. The song is called Timber Mill Mountain, if you're keeping score. You can find this on the playlist page. I always include a playlist, because you very much need to know. And speaking of playlists, we started with Homer and Jethro, the Screwball's love song, Teenager's Lament. Was our now old friend Bernard Breslau again. He had maybe half a dozen records of varying degrees of success. This was one of his bigger ones. Charlie Brown, I believe, was the A-side. Long Tall Texan was Murray Kellum. I believe that was the original version of that song. Jerry Colonna, Casey at the Bat, or as he likes to call it, Casey the Pride of the Mall. We know what he's talking about. And I'd like to congratulate the San Francisco Giants. Got yourself quite a little dynasty there, don't you? I was rooting for Kansas City because they've been doormats for so long. It was really good just to see them up in the rarefied air of success. So there's hope for failures everywhere, including the Mets, right? All right. Johnny Dowd after that, The Big Wave. Says here that was Brian Wilson on the drums. I didn't know Brian Wilson really could play drums well. I thought that was pretty good drums. Go back and listen to it again if you want. The Folksmen after that, Blood on the Coal, they were the band that grew out of Christopher Guest's movie The Mighty Wind. And that was recorded, I believe that was a live gig It was a live gig, but I think it was just a live separate Folksman gig, not something from the movie. New Waver after that, Chadston, You Gotta Try, was TV's Kyle. Don't know who he is, but he's apparently got a lot of stuff floating around. EIO was Mel Blanc. I always like to leave you with some sort of brain fart, earworm sort of thing, and that's the one for this week. And then we finished up with Ron Smith. They're taking the Twinkies away. Yeah. And they're not, actually. They're back, as you remember. I'm not sure if they're still for sale. Little Debbie, I think, bought them or something like that. Anyway, next week we'll be having the cocktail party leading up to the annual Thanksgiving dinner in 2 weeks. So we got kind of a two-week deal for you coming up. So bring a bottle of wine, a gallon of Tawny Port, something like that. I'm working on some bacon-infused vodka, which I learned about yesterday, so we'll see how that works. So I got to cut down the trees for the wood, so you'll excuse me here. I got to get going because, we got lots of... Shit! Gotta go!
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The visitors were leading with one inning left to play. The Mudville fans in grim and gloomy melancholy sat until they saw that Casey was coming up to bat. Now Casey let two strikes go by. He didn't like their style, but the fans all knew he'd hit the next a goodly country mile. So now the pitcher holds the ball, and now he lets it go. And now the air is shattered by the force of Casey's blow.
Yeah, out!
We have often heard the legend of Casey at the bat, but have you ever heard about what happened after that? No cheering fans were waiting as he finished his career. Just lovely Mrs. Casey, with a secret for his ear. She whispered that a baby soon would come to bless their life, and Casey was all smiles as he hugged his pretty wife. For now he knew he'd have a son to carry on the name and unfurl the Casey banner in baseball's Hall of Fame. Mrs. Casey's little whisper soon became a mighty shout. I'm gonna be a daddy! And cigars were handed out. The boys threw a baby shower for Casey's son and heir. The gifts were baseballs, masks and gloves, spiked shoes and bats to spare. When the fateful day arrived, Tom Casey changed his tone, and Dr. Morton knew exactly who was on the phone.
Hey, answer the phone, will you? This is Casey.
The doctor kept his schedule, leaving Casey on the phone.
Quiet!
Then the stork made his appearance, and the doctor headed home.
Dr. Martin!
Casey was so happy, there was little he could say. He's here, he told his neighbors. And they shouted back, hooray! Casey was so enraptured, he nearly lost his mind. The kid was a natural, a fantastic baseball find.
Yoo-hoo!
There was something Mrs. Casey had wanted to explain, but old Casey wouldn't listen, so he had himself to blame. As mother's little helper, he dressed their pride and joy, when in the bassinet he found a girl, not a boy. As time went by, old Casey grew accustomed to his fate. His life was sad, till once again... that whisper from his mate.
Wah, wah,
wah. Then Casey screamed, there's three! And wah. Into the bedroom darted.
Three girls,
said Dr. Morton, and sensibly departed. Casey's batting average didn't show a single hit. And finally, even Casey knew, there comes a time to quit. Just one look at the doctor made Casey start to foam. And then the girls would have to drag their poor old daddy home. The boys felt sad for Casey, till Cooney realized how often life's misfortunes may be blessings in disguise. So Flynn was sent to tell Casey what the boys had to propose. He said, "Just see what's going on right underneath your nose. Your girls are baseball players, and they're all right on the beam." Casey'd raised 9 daughters, a ladies' baseball team. Now all these sudden changes brought joy to Casey's life. He even paid the doctor and was speaking to his wife. The Caseyettes make changes on the quiet Mudville scene. 9 mighty female Caseys made a wondrous baseball team. His heart just seemed to skip the day his girls were set to play for the female championship.
Last call for Knothole. Get to Knothole.
Casey took his usual bows on this eventful day, but found himself outside the park as the game got underway. That this game would go astray. The girls were full of confidence. 'Twas just another game. They knew they'd win it easily, adding luster to their fame. His girls were sure of victory. Good luck had just occurred, with Gin on first, Peg on second, and Jan a hugging third.
Come on, Patsy.
The strain was breaking Casey, but Casey's girls felt great, 'cause Patsy, mighty Patsy, was advancing to the plate. There was ease in Patsy's manner as she stepped up to her place, while Casey's brow was furrowed. A smile lit Patsy's face. The pitcher, growing nervous, was aware of Patsy's fame, but suddenly, mighty Patsy was taken from the game. The crowd was in a dither as the girls in horror sat, until Colleen said, "Why, it's Daddy. He's coming up to bat." Casey knew it wasn't cricket, but they had to win this game. And when the first strike sailed by, he had his wig to blame. Patsy tried to intervene, but he heeded not her plea. The second strike found Casey overcome with modesty. Every eye was on the ball as the pitcher let it go. The very air was shattered by the force of Casey's blow. The crowd went wild. They cheered and cheered. Broad smiles lit up their faces. Although 'twas Patsy hit the ball, great Casey ran the faces.